to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Friday, June 20th, already 2025, making America great again. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch. Am I all right now? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/jesseleepeterson. J-O-P talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond. J-O-P, Cash App, Bond, J-O-P, Cash App. And my biblical question, a doozy, a doozy. And it's for those who were to overcome their hell, their misery, their loneliness, their depression, fear, suicidal thought, worry, looking for love. It's for you. It's not for everybody. It's not for most people. Most people love living in the hell that they are living in. All right? The biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What's the distance? Amazing, huh? It's Friday. And Friday is, and has been, always been Open Line Friday, so it's still that. And so Friday is Open Line Friday. And what I'm about to show you is the way blacks used to be in the good old days before the so-called civil rights movement and what they're like now. So Friday is Black Friday. Before the so-called civil rights movement and after.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey,
what's
wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle. Has nothing to do with color. It is spiritual. There's no warfare going on between color. It's devils fighting devils. And they title it color. It's a spiritual battle. And the sooner you wake up and realize that, you will be free. And the hardest thing, even the people who are working on it, not all but most, the people who are working on themselves, it's difficult for them. It's even harder for them once they wake up because they start to discover that nothing is the way it seemed to be. Isn't that amazing? And they're like, what the? Amazing. So for all you people who still think that your battle is about color or about someone else, someone else owe you something or keeping you away from something, you're asleep. You're lost. For all of you think that the people who have not found yourself, have not become whole, have not become one, what a sad way to live. But I understand if you want to stay in that hell, you stay right there. And you're responsible for it. You are responsible for your misery. Either you listen to the truth within or the lie without and the lie inside of your imagination. I have said it's Black Friday, and I've said that over and over again, I want my country back. But I've also said my country is never coming back. Now, the great white hope, Donald Trump, he's going to make it a little bit more comfortable and living in America, the greatest country on this side of heaven. I was watching recently the other day, maybe yesterday, how Donald Trump is sending in the National Guards and the border people to really just gather up the criminals, the ones who are in my country illegally, and he's doing it no matter what. He's putting America first. And it's just amazing to see that. In spite of all the children of evil fighting against the president, trying to do what's right for the country, he's doing it anyway, what's best and right for America. And you got people coming out of the evil people who are really about themselves. They don't, it's not like they care about the illegal aliens. They're doing it for personal gain, finance, or some type of attention. They don't care about the illegals, and they don't care about you. That's why they're fighting to keep the illegal in this country rather than sending them back. And I noticed that every time the illegals get caught, they hold a press conference. Why is that? And then they cry, oh, my wife was taken aback. My daughter, my children were taken aback. Like, what is that supposed to do? They're sending you all back home. It's not like they're sending you to a strange land, a country that's not yours. They're sending you back home. You should be grateful for that. Because they can send you back and just put you on a plane and dump you off somewhere along the way. But at least they're sending you home. And the people who are supporting illegals in America by saying that they're not legal, you're lying. And you're evil. They are illegal. They broke the law. It doesn't matter if they're raping people or robbing us. They broke the law by coming here illegally, so they're still illegal. They're criminals. And then they brought in all type of illegal aliens, diseases, and everything. I have said that, and I've said this for a long time, this is not new, that America should not put blacks in charge of their country, in their government, police department, in their Congress and mayors and city council, because blacks cannot run anything. And the proof is in the pudding. Now, the proof is so in the pudding, you can take the pudding out and just leave the proof. you have allowed these people to get into government, Congress, so-called senators, mayors, police chiefs, district attorneys and everything. And look what destruction they'll bring up on America. They don't stand for anything that's good. Anything that's bad that's happening to America, look around, you see blacks leading the way. And if they're not leading, they were in a certain situation, they're right there with it. Because it's not in their nature to lead and to add to it to make it better or to create a good situation for all people. It's just not in them. Look what the fallen Messiah, Big Mama Michelle did, Obama. Look what they did to America. They made it worse, and it's only gotten worse. You have this black female, insane female, by the name of Jasmine Cricket, and she's supposed to be a representative, so-called of the Democratic Party. There's nothing but nasty, evil destruction in this black female, and you allow her to get into your government. The white people, when I say you, white American, who founded, discovered, and built the greatest country on this side of heaven, with the help of God, you allow this female, like Maxine, the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, wasn't enough. You allow more of them to get in. This is why they keep this idea of racism going. They want to keep the blacks angry and make the blacks think that you can't make it because of slavery. And they use this on every situation because as long as they remind the blacks that it's the white man keeping you down, they can stay in position of so-called power and money. And because of most blacks, not all, but most will not wake up and realize they've been lied to and take control of their own life, it's going to be around for a long time. This is South Africa. Where will white people go when America completely becomes South Africa and there is a genocide upon white America all the way in America, black, white America in America? Where are you going to go? You can't go to South Africa. You can't go to Europe. And you won't be able to stay in America. Where will you? Oh, Elon Musk is building a rocket to outer space. Jasmine Cricket is an evil, nasty female. And you voted her in as your representative. According to Fox News, or a report from Fox News, Jasmine Cricket claimed that any American still supporting President Donald Trump is sick and that there is a mental health crisis in America. Why is this?
You have a president that is openly just a criminal, like not just the convictions he's got consistently breaking laws, ignoring court orders, violating the Constitution, and doing it all because he really is seeking this retribution that he campaigned on. He said, I will be your retribution. And so this idea that we don't care how many people get hurt, we don't care how we prostitute our service members, you know, thinking that you have your own special little army that's for you. I mean, it is just, it is sick. It is really sick. And anybody that supports it is also sick.
And this is what you voted in. Black people, you can do it better than this? And you voted in this. Amazing. And it's going to get worse. The president is putting America first. Shut down the border completely, which no other Democratic government has ever done, that I'm aware of. he is bringing back jobs, bringing businesses back to America. If President Trump had not sent in the National Guard, this riots that been going on in the last few days or maybe a week or two would be way worse than what it is. They would be burning down this country like the radical Black Lives Matter people did, because no one stopped them. You better be thankful that Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. Because these Democrats like Jasmine Cricket and others, they get a thrill making you miserable. That's why they push it so desperately. It's a thrill for them. The more fear you have, the more thrills they get. And you vote them into your country. Let them run your country. You're making, I challenge you over and over again. Name me anything that good that so-called Black leaders have done to add to America to make it better. Add to what white people are already doing to make America good, great. But or any of these Blacks have, tell me something new that they have done that was to make it better. You can't name a thing, but you can name all type of destruction that so-called Black leadership has brought upon America. Black people have not gotten better as a result of voting for Black people. They've only gotten worse. And you elect a female like Jasmine Cricket. Sheila Jackson Lee wasn't enough for you? That woman was evil to the core out of Houston, Texas. I think she did now. She did. I think she did, right? Yeah, she did, I believe. According to the report, I heard somewhere, so don't hold me to this, but catch and release illegal, there was no catch and release illegal in May. I heard that before. Border Patrol didn't release a single illegal into the U.S. last month, according to the White House. Now, when have you heard of something like that? In May of 2024, the Biden administration allowed 62,000 plus illegal aliens into the United States. In May of 2025, Trump allowed zero. That's from Customs and Border Protection. Zero. Did you ever imagine that would happen in America? And these Democrats and liberal and these Catholic preachers and things, they are jealous of that. They don't want that to happen because they get money when these people come in for their programs and stuff like that. It's not that they care about the illegals at all. Yeah, Sheila Jackson Lee expired in July of 2024, according to Wikipedia. And she died in office and did nothing good for Houston. Zero. But because she was a Black female, you kept her there. Because she would cry racism at the bat of an eye. Another poor example. Black people, y'all don't have anybody else that you can vote for, if that's what it is? If you got to have a Black representative, why do you have to have a Black representative anyway? Where did that come from? Who told you that because you are Black, you need a Black representative? Where did that lie come from? That's a lie. These people told you this because they wanted you to vote for them. You need the best representative, best man representative, not a black representative. And if you think that's bad, remember they had that lesbian woman in Chicago as mayor? What was her name? I don't know her name. But we thought she was bad. And the blacks went from bad to worse. They just, when she was gone, they decided to elect Brandon Johnson. Yeah, Lord Lightfoot, whatever. Yeah, Lord Lightfoot. What a mess. And they're like, you know what? That's not bad enough. Let's get Brandon Johnson, another black man, or a black man, to be the mayor of Chicago. We know he'll destroy it. And lo and behold, black people, when will you stop around the world, too, not just in America, but especially in America, America first, when will you stop allowing yourself to be used for evil and stop being proud of being used for evil? When will that stop? You are allowing yourself and supporting being used for evil. Chicago.gov is reporting a flag-raising ceremony in honor of Juneteenth. Who ever heard of Juneteenth? That doesn't even make sense. And they made it a so-called national holiday. That ain't no holiday. Juneteenth, what's that? That doesn't even make sense. What are you raising a flag for? That's not a real holiday. That's appeasement. That's DEI holiday. But anyway, this guy raised a flag ceremony in honor of Juneteenth. Mayor Johnson announced a $4.11 million investment into community wealth building to offer community the opportunity to build finance wealth and prevent displacement. So the blacks still ain't got sense enough or don't have sense enough to build their own lives as individuals. They need more handouts. When will the handouts end? And why is it that the handouts we've been giving the blacks all these 70 years, they have nothing to show for it? Zero. Here's Johnson from our ex.
Our way will bring to black residents in reclaiming ownership of our own communities. That is the spirit of Juneteenth, you all. It is about reflecting on our past. Other cultures are taught to never forget. We need to be reminded as blacks here in Chicago and America, remembering our past and working towards a more just future, investing in black is not a criminal act.
Free money, reparation. They love it.
Sister Zakiya says she need a witness, so I'm going to say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift up holy hands. More free money, which is not going to do anything good for the black. We've been giving the blacks free money for 70 years now. Where's the dividend? Where is the investment? Where has the investment paid off? Except for in the pockets of these fake black so-called leadership. It's about the money. And yet you vote for him. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. ABC 7 Chicago is reporting. The Chicago City Council passed a curfew, proposed a curfew proposed aimed at preventing downtown team takeovers. They said, we're going to have a curfew. That's the right thing to do. This guy, this black guy, Johnson, so-called mayor, said he would veto it. Watch this from ABC 7.
Offering up police power, extended police power without any check or balance, has not bode well for black people and brown people in this country.
The That's mayor's sure. veto announcement came an hour and a half after city council members voted 27-22 to pass the ordinance, allowing the CPD superintendent, after adhering to a set of rules, to impose an earlier curfew in response to so-called teen takeovers.
This will be used in a constitutional and effective manner, and all the notice requirements that are in the ordinance will be adhered to.
The mayor's veto was not a surprise.
It is the necessary step, you know, so that we don't find ourselves in a situation where 20, 30, 40 years from now, we look back and we end up engineering the same type of carceral state that we're trying to disrupt.
So he's saying that in the next 240 years, the blacks still going to be screwed up. And he want to make sure of that. So rather than a curfew, he's leaning into a summer program. Why is this?
The mayor leaning into his summer programs and jobs for youth, which he's credited for a drop in crime.
I think it was the right decision to veto it, and we need to move forward and find things to do better for the youth.
But at least one downtown neighborhood group says the curfew also has the safety of kids in mind.
It's not about just protecting the neighborhood and the businesses there. We had a tool, it was recognized today, and that finally passed, that I'm excited about. To veto this without a backup plan, I don't know if that's the best path forward.
We're told the mayor will veto the ordinance this week, likely on Friday, the same day summer officially begins.
Amazing, huh? Here's Johnson expressing his concerns for the curfew.
Every freaking day, I'm raising children in this city. I know what it's like to feel unsafe and to be targeted. We have to stop as a city falling to some of the most ridiculous remedial forms of governance. It has not worked. And now we're doing stuff that works, and then they want to come up with another idea that has not worked. What sense does that make? I'm saying ask deeper, more profound questions about why young people are gathering in spaces in the first place. That's why I was up to freaking midnight on Saturday night out, you know, hanging out with some of the young people at the late night basketball, showing up for these young brothers. They all could be my son. They can all be my nephews.
How can they all be your son? Were you a slut maker? How can they all be your children? It sounds like Barack Obama. Remember when Barack Obama said, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. And then what happened? So who are you most afraid of in Chicago? The police or the blacks? Who are you most likely to get robbed by or killed by, the police or the blacks? Who is most likely to break into your establishment, the police or the blacks? And all those that children that could be yours, why don't you discipline them since you have so many of them? What the... Hey, today is the first day of summer, and I'm being told in the Northern Hemisphere. Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. So today is the beginning of summer. And hate is telling me on a global, it's summer in the middle of the circle for the flat earthers, winter on the outer parts of the circle for the flat earthers. What does that mean? Hake. Where's the middle of the circle?
North.
North what?
The middle of the circle is the northern area of the world. And the outer parts of the circle are the southern parts of the world.
Okay.
In their model.
In the flat earth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What? Another quick thing. Yesterday we mentioned the IQ thing. Is that what it's called? The smart people with IQ? 176?
Yes. 276 or something like
and
that?
And so yesterday evening when I was out running around, some people asked me about, they heard the show, they were asking me about, and they want to know how do people know about an IQ and what is it in the person that you know that they have a high IQ? Because no one knows what that is.
We need Lin Yan Chin to call in and explain it to us.
So you don't know either, huh?
No.
When people heard the show, they didn't know either. They don't know what makes a high IQ, or what is it.
Right. Somebody said that it's processing power, ability to process information. Somebody said that it's pattern recognition and stuff like that.
So they're still guessing at it.
Mm-mm, that's what they're describing it. Why are you calling that guessing?
But what does that mean?
Ask
processing.
Because there are tests by which you can measure your IQ.
What kind of test?
It's called an IQ test.
Because suppose someone is smart with arithmetic, but dumb in English. And then the person is smart in English, dumb. So what's going to make the IQ better?
You'll have to ask the people.
I think that's made up.
Of course it's made up, but it's made up and it's useful.
How? But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. The Hake, HAKE report.com. And then after the Hake Report, brand new episode of the FatherState.tv today. It's Friday again. Brand new episode. I thought you're going to enjoy this one. I had a very interesting discussion with Mark and Rabbi Erica Gerson. Mark and his wife, the Rabbi Erica Gerson. And Mark is an investor, author, and philanthropist. What is today?
Philanthropist.
Yeah. And his new book is called God's Rights. God's Right. Here's the soundbite.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You're the first female rabbi I ever heard of.
There are many female rabbis, but I'm delighted to be the first one that you personally know.
Erica, do you follow your husband or does he follow you?
I follow her. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without her.
Do you have perfect peace?
I have a hard time saying anything is already perfect.
I think you're perfect.
I appreciate the compliment, Mark, but I think, you know, I think we're perfectly imperfect.
People we look up to the most and want our kids to be like are black. And
like who?
I mean, so many.
Amazing. It was an interesting discussion. You're going to like it at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can also become a member there on the Father State on YouTube there and locals.com. And after that, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord, but the American Anchor Baby on fire. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon, right after the Father's Day, whenever that ends. Amazing. And you don't want to miss it. Oh, Lord, not George. And he's on fire lately. I'm like, what the? And Sunday Morning Fellowship. Come on down. What a mess! Let me go over to, speaking of Chi-Town, let me go and talk to a first-time caller, Shannonia, I believe. I hope I'm saying that right. Shannonia, you're on the air.
Yeah. Mr. Peterson, how you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, you did say it correctly. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, this is my first time calling in, man. I've been listening to you for maybe a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
And you really changed my life. You really did.
In what way did your life change?
I'll say my life changed because I changed.
Yeah.
I changed.
And how have you changed?
I would say the way that I have come to understand the mind and what it really is and what my thoughts really are.
Yeah.
Once I realized that they weren't mine, everything changed.
Right.
I started to understand, like, Jesus. I thought I knew Jesus before, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And now I do. Because I realized that my feelings and my thoughts weren't mine. And, you know, and it is an everyday thing. Working on yourself is an everyday thing. And, like, I've gotten, you know, I started me a nice job. My relationship with my lady changed. My relationship with my family changed. I'm starting to manifest different things all because of you putting me on this path of realization.
So, right on.
Yeah,
man.
I appreciate that.
Well, you stay with it. I'm not making this up or anything. If you stay with it, you have not seen anything yet. Eventually, you will have a clear mind, and you will live life with a clear mind. Can you imagine living life with a clear mind? You're going to have that will happen if you stay with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing, man.
Amazing.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I appreciate it. Anything else?
I mean, no, not really. I did have a question. This was more for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Uh-huh.
But there was a story about Jesus, and I think there was like a boy that he was going to heal, and the boy said that he had been following Jesus' way, you know, since he was little. And it said that Jesus loved him and had compassion. And I thought to call in then, but the show was over. So when it says that Jesus loved and he had compassion, I wanted to ask, what is compassion? If Jesus had compassion, is that a feeling?
No. Jesus was not, and God, as well as God, not into feeling. Compassion is when you understand what's happening and driving you. You know, you're starting to see that you're not your thoughts, you're not the feeling, that something else is driving you. As you understand that about you and see that about you, you're going to understand about that about all people. And when you see them out there suffering and whatever they're going through, you will have compassion on them by not judging them. You'll understand. And that's what real compassion is.
Right. Okay. I get it. You know, you got it, Jesse. I feel you, man. I get you. Yeah. Okay.
And the reason you get it is because the same spirit, the same God that's guiding me is guiding you. He is working in you because you have welcomed the truth into you, to come into you. And now the truth is operating on your behalf, and it will never let you down. It is operating day and night, 24 hours a day. So you stay with it, man. I'm telling you, everything will change about your life because you will change.
Indeed. And so since the truth is working on my behalf, that means that I'm free because I don't have to work on my behalf anymore. The truth
100%. That's deep.
Yeah. Okay. That's deep.
And you, all you need to do now is surrender, totally let go, and let the truth do the work for you.
Okay. Yeah, I got you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Stay with it, all right?
Amazing. Thank you.
All right, buddy. It's for those who want it. It's not. One thing I noticed about the truth, and I can tell you this, the truth is not going to interrupt your life, your hell, if you don't want it. It'll leave you right. He will leave you right in your misery. And you'll cry, and you'll beg God, and you'll read the Bible, and you'll go to church and lift up holy hands. And when Brandon Johnson said he's going to give more money to the community, you'll praise God, and you still will cry at night because the truth is not with you. It's not working on your behalf. But if you want it, it will happen. Let me go to Michael, a first-time call out of Kentucky. Michael, you're on the air.
Hello, hello. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Michael, speak up a little bit.
Yeah, you hear me?
I do now, yes.
All right. So, well, I got a couple things now based off of your monologue that you really gave about the blacks. But
okay.
But my original question
was, what's wrong with the blacks?
They're exactly what they're supposed to be.
Amazing. But go ahead. So, your original question. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was first calling, I said, in America, what color do you think the body of Jesus will be?
Repeat that.
In America, what color of the body of Jesus will be?
I have no idea. Why is that important?
It's not important.
But why are you thinking about something like that? Why would that even be a question in your mind?
And I guess, all the only group of people I know that kill their own like that will be the blacks.
They kill their
own? He got killed by his own. Yeah, the blacks kill their own.
And so that's why that question is in your mind, because the blacks kill their own. And you're right about that. The blacks do kill their own, but I still don't understand that question. Why would that question be? Because blacks killing their own is due to evil, and it has nothing to do with Jesus or God.
I was just looking at the comparison of a group of people killing the good parts of their people.
And what are the good, meaning the good part of blacks?
Well, just a good person. The good get destroyed by the wicked of his own people.
And what good person has been killed by the blacks?
What good person has been killed by the blacks?
Yeah.
I don't believe anybody's good, though.
So what now?
Yeah, I don't believe anybody is good.
You're right. There's no one that's good.
No, selfish, but I don't believe good.
Right. When you say that, what did you mean when you said, like, if Jesus appeared today, would he be black?
Well, did I say that?
I guess. Yeah, you said something like that.
Something like
so,
that.
So let me ask, well, Michael.
I guess the color don't really matter.
Not at all.
I was just most trying people to see. Don't, I was just,
most people, you know, finish your point.
Yeah, I just see, like, Jesus, like, this Jesus, God is the spirit of that was within Jesus. So the color don't really matter. It was
absolutely
the spirit that was within him.
Absolutely.
That actually matter.
Yeah.
So the color don't really matter.
Right.
However,
on.
I think people put color all in it like that. So if you want to play the game of colorism, then if you have a representation of your Jesus being white, he has some characteristics that the blacks do.
No one really knows what Jesus looked like. All we have are ideas by people, it all depends on the race, what Jesus looked like. No one really knows. But I do want to ask, are you a black?
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with the blacks?
Nothing. They're exactly what they're supposed to be.
Meaning what?
You got to think. When we talk about blacks, we talk about American blacks or just blacks in the world?
Well, I think of America first because, you know, America first, that's my home. What's wrong? Let's do a blacks in America. What's wrong with the blacks in America?
Well, Jesse, this going to sound crazy. I think the whites got weak.
Meaning what?
Meaning blacks was made by, like, basically white people. Right, I'm not African American. I can't track my lineages towards Africa. Therefore, I have no culture, no connection to Africa. I don't have no bond with Africa, so I'm not an African American. Even though that's what people want to say, I'm a N-word American, right? So black. The N-word.
What does that mean? N-word American.
You say what?
You say you're N-word America?
Yeah. Can't cuss. I don't know if that's considered a cuss word.
Right. But why can't you just be American? Why do you need to be an N-word American?
Because I think the blacks was created by whites.
Meaning, so, when you say created by whites, how were they created by whites? What do you mean by that?
The same way dogs was created from wolves. It was bred a certain way and trained to do certain things. Program.
Really? How old are
so
you?
A dog. 31.
So you believe that black people were created by whites and trained to do certain things?
Pretty much. Not the spirit within us, but the flesh.
Give me an example of what you mean by that. What were they trained? What did the whites train the blacks to do?
Well, the blacks don't have parents in the household, so where is their training coming from?
It coming from the so-called black civil rights leaders, because prior to the civil rights leaders, black people, there were less than 10% of black children born out of wedlock, and blacks had parents, father and mother, in the home, but that changed once Martin Luther King and others decided to take the fathers out of the home.
Yeah, no, Martin Luther King, they didn't decide to take the fathers out of the home. The fathers left the home. We're not going to give fathers excuses like that.
And
if they're weak,
say they
then they're weak.
And I remember this clearly, I was there. They told, because at that time, black people were mostly Republican, and they started, along with some white people, they founded the Republican Party because the Democrats didn't want blacks in the Democratic Party. And so Martin Luther King and others, they started this so-called civil rights movement, the worst thing ever happened to blacks other than abortion. And they made an agreement with Lyndon B. Johnson that We want to be the leaders of the black, and let it be justice said fire, but let me get them welfare. And then civil rights leaders, yeah, give the blacks welfare, but you can't have a father in the homes, and the blacks fail for
right.
that. And you're right in that.
That's
you
their
can't
choice.
Blame, right.
They could have stayed
That's
and not
right.
accepted that.
I
so,
totally
again,
agree.
I don't give
I totally
weak
agree.
Men excuses.
Yeah.
Patrol.
Absolutely.
You know?
So I totally agree.
When you talk about like Martin Luther King, I talked to my grandfather, my great grandfather, and from my great grandfather, he told me some things about my great great grandfather, but I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I really don't know if any of it's true.
Right.
But that's besides the point. But from what I hear, like the men of the group, they, at least from my little circle, they didn't agree with Martin Luther King. That's the Martin Luther King was put onto a pedestal by whoever, you know. I don't know.
Absolutely,
who put him
man.
On the pedestal,
he
but.
The black the older black people at that time did not agree with Martin Luther King. I can hear it now. My grandparents
and,
telling us, don't y'all get involved with that mess with Martin Luther King. All,
sure.
all they doing is starting a mess.
Yeah, my grandpa did not like him at
right.
all.
Right.
so
that's a good point, man.
But like the original fight was supposed to be for equal rights under the law, and they changed it to segregation, and black people accepted that.
Yeah.
They still don't have equal rights. So
what are equal rights?
Equal rights underneath the law, I mean, everybody get treated the same underneath the, you know,
and what
the same
does
law.
It mean to be treated the same?
Not treated differently from other people.
Like what, for example?
Like if I want to hire, if I want to hire just black people, I can hire just black people, right?
Right, but they can't
but
do that.
You want,
right?
If I want to, no, well, they can. They can't do just white people if I want to just hire white people.
And
but
why
then
not?
Money starts to, because the law is not equal.
But so you're saying that black people cannot hire just, or white people, are you saying white people can't hire just white people or black people
yeah.
can't hire? Oh, okay. White, you're right. White people can't do it. You're right. They can, but they're afraid not to.
Well, also you get like rewarded. So the program that I'm talking about, what happened with the blacks, is happening through business and to the whites as well. And they don't understand that this has already been done by to the blacks. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, they give you a reason to do what they want. So
yes.
most of the time it's money, right? You get rewarded by money.
All the time it's money.
Yes.
It's about the money
right.
and perceived power. Michael,
well,
I'm
now
glad you're out
the
there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Keep it up.
I will do.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, nice talking to you.
And you too, buddy. See, there's some blacks who are waking up. And his grandfather told him the truth. That civil rights thing was a mess. It was never good and never meant to be good. Quick break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Coming up.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, but like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah.
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And yeah. I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank
you,
Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism.
Yeah.
And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is
yeah.
well.
Serious mess going on in the world, including liberal preppers. Oh my gosh, they're prepping for climate change and
global pandemics and stuff like that. But shout out. It's good to be prepared, I guess. But they have been critiqued left and right for going overboard on it by some wiser men. And the Israel-Iran war, still going. Day 8, I hear, from Drudge. And so it's been more than a week. Trump says he's going to take 2 weeks to decide whether or not to bomb Iran. So these people lied to me yesterday. They're all freaking out saying, oh, we're all fighting this war. America is in this war. America's not necessarily really in this war like that. Anyway, and Hurricane Eric has slammed Oaxaca, Mexico. Pray for the Oaxacans. Those sturdy people. Shout out. What a mess. It's a mess that they're calling it Eric instead of Erica. Erica. Because storms are supposed to be named after men. This is the end of hour one of Black Friday, June 20th. Happy summer. It's the first day of summer. Summer, spring, winter, fall. They are all lowercase letters. It's not capitalized. The first letter is not capitalized, FYI. The lines are full, guys. JLP. Oh, by the way, happy winter, I guess. Is it first day of winter down for the Australians and the Kiwis and all you guys south of the equator on the globe Earth, the obvious globe, or the flat Earth if you're delusional? Shout out. anyway, the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often, though. Call in on your cell phone or on your boomer phone. All right. It is Hake News, not Fake News. Raging waters. Oh, no. Raging wars, not waters. climate change, natural disasters. This is commie nonsense, right? Global pandemics. These issues and others have some preparing for the worst. They're stockpiling food, water, getting guns, medicine, and assembling bug-out bags. That's a bag so that you can just take it and go. And listening to survivalist podcasts. Despite what you may imagine when someone says the word prepper, that's somebody who prepares, prepper, many of these people are liberals, like you just saw. I mean, they're talking about wars and climate change and pandemics. Give me a break. Anyway, Israel and Iran, peace in the Middle East? No such thing. The week-long, or maybe there's a few people of peace, right? Gotta be. The week-long conflict between Israel and Iran shows no signs of de-escalation. Israel's military says they struck dozens of targets in Iran overnight, including missile production sites and a nuclear research facility in Tehran. Iran's Red Crescent Society said 5 hospitals were damaged as a result of Israeli strikes. An Iranian missile was intercepted over Israel, but the fall of the munitions reportedly caused several fires in Beer Sheva, if I'm pronouncing that word correctly. Iran also issued an evacuation warning to Israel's Channel 14 News, wow, which they claim is Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu's propaganda channel. So they're going to hit, because I guess Israel hit Iran's news channel, and now Iran wants to hit Israel's news channel. So you guys better get out of there, Channel 14, if they're going to be successful in bombing y'all or missiling y'all. On Thursday, the White House, the white on the inside White House, said that our greatest President Trump, a man of peace, a man of strength, will decide whether to launch a U.S. strike on Iran within the next 2 weeks, okay? And in the meantime, diplomatic efforts may proceed. However, Iran has said they will not engage in further talks with the United States until the Israeli attacks end. So they're acting tough, as they should. You're supposed to act tough. Anyway, Hurricane Eric, I disavow this name, but it slammed Mexico's Oaxaca state yesterday as a dangerous Category 3 storm, 125-mile-an-hour winds. And so pray for those guys, I guess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're not able to just sit and watch it. You can podcast, but you can also be listening while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. If you wanted to D-I-A-P out there picking up the folks, sending them back home, or you're running from it, or you're fighting with them, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your, or you're just working out. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, Hank, I have a quick question for you. Oh, no, I forgot it's Friday. I forgot to make that announcement. It's Friday. And every Friday is Open Line Friday, but now it's Open Line / Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
What's wrong with the blacks? Oh, amazing. What's wrong? What do you think about my shades?
They look cool.
I can see out of them. Okay, I took them off. So I had to take them off because the flag and everything in the way. I love the flag. And so I had to take them off. I can see, but it's not, you know. Amazing, I love these glasses.
I wonder what a cop would do to you if he pulled up to you and you had those on.
He would say, right on, brother. No ticket for you.
Donald Trump, I don't care what nobody say.
I heard something. I don't know if it's true or not. I've not had time to look it up. I heard that in Mexico, and I wonder if you know or not. I heard that in Mexico they have a Jewish female for president. Is that true?
Yep, that's a fact.
It's a Jewish female?
Uh-huh.
How you end up with a Jew president?
Because
in Mexico.
There are Mexican Jews.
No.
Yep.
No.
I think that you've had them come to church. You've had them come to your different town hall meetings over the years.
Mexican Jews?
I first learned of them in like 2016-ish. There's a guy who's like full-blown Mexican, but he's Jewish.
But how did that happen?
They are the diaspora.
And I'm serious, I did not know. And if they did come to my meeting, I don't remember. I'm black. But how did it happen?
There's one guy who's Jewish, but he looks Mexican to me. I don't know if he's a Sephardic Jew and he's not Mexican at all, or if he's just Mexican and Jewish.
But how did a Mexican become a Jew?
No, a Jew became a Mexican, and then they made babies, and they became little Jewish Mexicans.
Repeat that.
Many Jews have come to America, but they've also gone to Mexico.
Oh.
I think this is how it went, right? And so they made families over there, and they mixed, because Jews like to mix with people more frequently than other normal whites.
And why?
Other than Irish. I don't know. There's a lot of black Jews, Jewish black.
But
mixed.
I didn't think that was real. I thought the blacks just be
No. I'm talking about they mix with black Americans and black Canadians.
But that's because they feel sorry for the blacks.
Yeah, but regardless, they end up mixing with
and
the
so
different people.
The way that this lady became a Mexican Jew and the president, some Jews went to Mexico and they had, you know, got married or had a relationship with the Mexicans, and then they created a Jew Mexican.
I think so. I haven't really checked her early life lately. Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, born in 1962 in Mexico City with a Mexican Jewish family. Began in 1519, the history of Jews in Mexico, supposedly, according to Wikipedia, far left, Wikipedia. Second child of a chemist and a biologist, a chemist named Carlos Sheinbaum Yoselowitz, and a biologist, Annie Pardo Cerno, something like that. Okay, Semo.
And do the Jews in Israel know that there are Mexican Jews?
Yeah, she's full-blown. I mean, she's Ashkenazi.
What does that mean?
That's the white Jew.
Oh.
The, like, Russian type of Jew, I think. Something like that. I don't know.
When I first heard that, I didn't know what to think about that. I thought it was made up.
Her father's father was a part of the Mexican Communist Party. Her grandpa. Her paternal grandpa, according to whatever. And then the mother is Sephardi Jew-ish.
What a mess. I had no idea, folks.
Fled from Bulgaria.
I did not know we had Jews in Mexico. Amazing.
I know. So, it's interesting to think about.
Yes. I still can't piece it together. Except when you said that the Jews went to Mexico, they lived over there, and they start a life over there.
Yeah.
And I know when races come together, they do mix.
Yeah.
So I can see how that can happen. But I had not realized that Jews were going to Mexico, to be honest.
Right.
Amazing. So, Derek, what are you telling me about Generation Z's?
It's a show.
Can you tell me there's a show called what?
Phineas and Ferb. There's a character named Isabella. She was a Mexican Jew.
So do Mexican Jews look like Mexicans, or do they look like Jews?
Depends on them.
This woman and president of...
She doesn't look that Mexican to me. She looks maybe a little bit Mexican. And I haven't really seen her face that well. Here.
Oh, she looked like a Mexican.
I guess.
She doesn't look like a Jew.
That's a little bit better, right?
Yeah, that's better.
James, I think we could do a little better.
This is a homemade thing.
Boomer tech.
Yeah. Amazing.
Anchor Baby's pulling up a picture.
Yeah, I got to move on, but I had no idea. I'm black and slow, so I wasn't surprised that I did. There she go. She does not look like a Jew.
She doesn't look full-blown Mexican, though. She's kind of light-skinned.
Right. Look like she can be maybe white or maybe some black.
Hold up. Is this too far?
She still look like a Mexican.
Yeah.
Especially now. But, God bless her soul. I just had no idea. When some people would tell me about that, I'm like, that's not true. Because I know people make up stuff all the time.
And is it Sheinbaum or Sheinbaum?
Who?
This woman's one of her last names.
I don't know. Is that a Jewish name?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how would...
She's a climate change scientist, by the way.
Oh, no wonder. how would... Why would Mexico elect a... First of all, why would they elect a female at a female Jewish person?
They are very mama-oriented. Their culture.
Amazing.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that, Hake. Yeah. I think you would know. Let me go to Ardine out of Colorado. Ardine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Ardine.
Hi. I was wanting to ask you a question as far as you said that they're going to have a curfew in Chicago.
Well, apparently, according to the report, the council voted for it, but the mayor is—they're thinking he's not going to allow that to happen. He's going to vote against it.
I actually think from previous things and all that, I don't think curfews really work unless it's really martial law where you have to keep people contained in their homes. But I don't think it really is to the benefit. I remember the curfew in '66 and on the Sunset Strip didn't go over too good.
They had a curfew here in Los Angeles last week, and it worked very well. At a certain time, the people off the street, the teenagers, especially the teenagers,
were off the street. Martial law. I understand.
So
there's certain things for safety.
It does work, and it doesn't turn into a didn't turn into a martial law.
Martial law when they call out the military. That's usually martial law.
No,
it's like the curfew in '66. It went into a riot, and there was people hurt.
I remember during the
dead.
Civil Rights Movement when they had to call in the National Guard, and they had a curfew. It made things better, and it was never a martial law thing.
Well, the one in '66 didn't go over too good.
No, it went very well.
You remember?
Yeah,
the one in '66?
Yeah, I was there.
No,
it went
on
very
Sunset
well.
Strip?
Right.
The Sunset Strip one? You were there.
Yeah,
you were protesting against Vietnam, right?
No, I wasn't at the rally itself, but I remember it contained the people somewhere because the people were going out of control.
It was a riot. It turned into a riot because they didn't want the people loitering down there.
Yes.
The businesses and the residents, and they were protesting for Vietnam against Vietnam. Same thing that happened with Kent State. In 1970, that didn't get over too good either.
Well, of course, when you bring in the military to contain the people, they will go out of control, but you will get them under control. And human nature is that way. If you don't contain human nature by physical law, it goes out of control. You notice that?
Well, the Kent State, it got out of hand with the military coming in. That's when it got out of hand.
Well, it was already out of hand, and the military.
No,
brought,
it was. It was.
The
it was,
military.
It was the first day.
The military.
The
brought
first day
a solution
was a general
to
protest.
When they came in, the military.
And
brought,
they killed four
the,
people.
The military brought stability to it. They were already. It's like
they killed,
the riot.
They killed four people.
It's like the riot in L.A. where they were trying to stop the illegals from being taken back home. It when the
well,
military
there was
came
protests.
In.
I was actually at,
when the military
the
came
protest.
In, when the military came in, it brought in stability.
I could see to a point, but there is a point where it actually accentuates it and makes it a hell of a lot worse.
No, it
like
doesn't.
Like Kent State killed four people. Yeah, but, Kent State killed four people.
But if the people had not resisted the military, it would not have killed 10-4 people.
The people didn't resist at Kent State. They were shocked.
They didn't
when the
leave.
Bullet first went off. They were protecting the ROTC building.
They didn't leave.
And they were protecting it.
They didn't leave. And had they gone home, they would have been killed.
Oh, my God. Really? You're going, okay. Well I was actually at the protest here. And it was great. It was really a fantastic, really positive thing over this, the No Kings one that they were doing. It was very good thing.
Are you as amazed as I am that the people now see the Great White Hope as a king to the point that they celebrated it for whole
You're
week
such
or two.
A troll. You're such a troll. No. Okay, if you want to do that, I
RD,
was actually there
RD,
for. No, listen, listen,
RD,
listen,
RD,
listen.
RD,
what?
RD,
what?
Are
what?
You as what? Amazed as I am that they see him as a king?
No, he's not a king.
But how they see him, they protest.
They
calling,
don't see him as a king.
They do. You're
they
lying.
See him
they
as
protest,
pretending to be.
They protest calling him a king.
Oh God, yeah. Okay,
Isn't
you're
that
trolling
amazing?
Again. You know what? You know what? I was actually there with the protest. I did not want a dictator.
And did you
I don't
call,
want a dictator. I don't want an oligarchy.
Did you call him a king?
No, I called him a dictator.
Did you? But you didn't call him a king.
Dictator.
How about a king?
Dictator.
How about a king?
I did not say a king. I said
Why
dictator.
Not? Why do you say a king?
I did not say a king. I said a dictator because I think of him as a dictator.
Are you,
he's trying to be a dictator.
But are you amazed as I am that what manner of man is this? They call him a king.
Nobody calls him a king. Only
they,
you.
They
only
do.
You.
The rally
only
was
you.
Called.
Only you.
Hey, what's the rally called? Huh? No king.
If you want to do your little trolling, go right
no,
ahead. I mean, it's your business. You got to do it. You got to do what
RD,
you got to do. It's
RD,
your business. It's
RD,
your calling.
RD, what? What's the rally what? Called No King?
It was called No King, yes.
And the reason they call it No King because they see Trump as a king, right?
Because he wants to play a dictator, yeah.
Isn't that they
and an
see
oligarchy?
Trump,
he wants to. He wants.
Trump
he's
never
a Baptist.
Called,
I mean, seriously.
I mean, Trump never called himself. Trump never called himself a dictator or a king.
He posted.
Right?
He reposted on Twitter. He reposted a picture of himself being a king. He's in a la la land.
RD,
seriously,
Trump never called what? Himself a dictator or a king, right?
He posted a picture of himself.
Did
in
he
Jim,
ever call
apparently,
himself? A king.
When he reposted it, yeah, he did. Yeah.
No, you,
in
he did never,
or whatever.
You're not
yes,
being
he did.
Trump never called himself a king.
He reposted himself.
But
he reposted.
But the people call him a king. Isn't that amazing?
If you want to say that, go right ahead. It's your call.
Are you
it's
saying they
calling.
Did not call him a king?
People did not think of him as a king.
They
no.
did.
People that were there
There's
did not
true.
Think of him as a king.
They had a no
you
king
were
rally.
You there? Were you there? They, were you there?
RD,
were you
I
there?
Got him, Ron. Thank you, though. They call him a king, folks. They said no king rally. They see Trump as a king. Isn't that like amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The world fear him. What manner of man is this? Just as they call Jesus Christ king, he never called himself a king. Just as they're calling Donald Trump a king, he never called himself a king. But the people saw him as a king. And in Donald Trump's case, they see him as a king. What manner of man is this? I rest my case. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats. Over on pilled.net.
Nice.
Mikey Baseball 93 gifted the cookie yesterday saying, much love, Jesse.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
And Joel says, amazing show, Jesse, the great black hope.
Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Demetria 52, Jesse, I thank God. This is a very generous donation, by the way. I thank God for leading me to you 5 years ago. I've learned from you since.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. And you reminded me that we had the ladies' forum last night. Last night was the third Thursday of the month. We had the ladies' forum for ladies only. It was really, it was just, and I'm not exaggerating at all. Ooh, big word, exaggerating. It was deep. It really was deep. It was soul-seeking ladies desperately, in a good way, working on themselves to overcome the fallen state and return to the Father. Stay with it, ladies. All ladies that are working on themselves, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I was up late last night. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone, but it was totally worth it. Amazing. So thank you. You're helping us to help others. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors yesterday on the DLive crew, including Pastor Chatelet, Bill West, Games for Rec, Elijah, Greenwall, Cactus Eater Bear, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Beta Legs, Kevin Webb, and Severio Jones. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Eric, Three Coffees, racism doesn't exist. Racism is a boogeyman that removes personal autonomy by creating hate, blame, and victimhood.
Right on. Absolutely. Thank you.
He also says with three more coffees, there are only two races, quoting a quote, there are only two races, the decent and the indecent. Viktor Frankl.
Nice.
Nice.
That's deep. Thank you.
Eric, that's what Prager said on the Fallen State one time. When he was on the Fallen State. Yep.
Amazing. Well, the decent and the indecent?
Yeah.
Right on.
Eric,
amazing.
Three coffees from Eric Mays has been resisting doing the silent prayer for 30 years. What a mess.
Mays, do the prayer. What the? Do your little hoop and holler prayer, Mays? And be still and know God after you're done hooping and hollering. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice advice. Shout out, Mays, my favorite caller. Lori, three.
Shout out to Mays from Ohio. I haven't known Mays for, I've never met in person, but for 30 something years. That's amazing.
Indeed.
Right on.
Lori bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, the world says sleep paralysis is when your brain wakes up before the body and it goes away when you relax. On a spiritual level, evil loves to scare you while you can't move, but you are awake and seemingly trapped. My husband and son had this happen to them. Pure evil, but with no reaction and silent prayer, you'll overcome it like all attacks from hell.
That's right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Michelle, Jesse, there was a time I had zero thoughts. I felt like I was flowing through life without putting any effort. No fear. I was free. It was amazing. A few days later, Satan convinced me I was crazy. I had disassociated from my reality. Fear and worry got the best of me. I felt back into thought. Now, it was Satan making me crazy, but he didn't want me to experience this perfect peace.
Nice. And just come back to right now. Come back to present, and it's done. You're back home. Stay with it. Amazing.
Mom Chil is now a show member on YouTube. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Two coffees. Wow, it's Friday again. Have a great weekend. What is that thing when you go on your go sideways and on your hands and then go back onto your feet? Cartwheel emoji.
Oh.
Sorry. I like to describe these things accurately.
I wonder what? Yeah.
Ice cream cone and sun. Thank you, Nikki.
Nice.
Charles, Jasmine Cricket, she a Cherokee.
Jasmine Cricket is a mess.
Indeed.
You ever heard the finger? She's a Cherokee.
A feather.
Oh, a feather. Yeah. My father married us a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The white man said that I was white by law. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy, that's all I ever heard. Happy. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
Anthony on
Cher.
Yeah. I miss Sonny and Cher. Bring back Sonny and Cher.
Where is Cher now?
She's doing her thing.
And where is Sonny?
In heaven.
I rest my case.
Anthony says, Black Friday. Sales at midnight.
Amazing.
And on Cash App, he says, 12-mile high boy e-scooter ride today, 64 years strong. Not too bad, man.
He's 64 years old.
Sounds like it.
And he goes,
12-mile high boy e-scooter ride.
Right on. Keeping age young. Amazing.
So Callis on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Don't disrespect my IQ. I know what I'm saying is true, he says.
Who said that? So Callis?
Yeah, so Callis.
I don't know. I just don't know how that worked. I'm not, because I don't know, I have no understanding of how it works. I just would love to understand how do you determine who's smarter than another one with what call an IQ test? Because one person can be excellent at solving an issue about cooking, but the other person may not be able to cook, but they know how to solve an issue concerning a car. So which IQ is greater than the other? Where the cook can't work on a car, but the car, the whatever. Which IQ would know, determine the smarter? I would love to know.
Sorry, I tuned you out. I wasn't paying attention. I can't correct you. I can't correct you on your line of questioning. Joe.
Are you talking about me?
You.
That wasn't a question for you.
Nice. Joe asks, where can I find the women's forum discussion from last night?
You won't be able to find it.
Nosy Joe.
What? If a lady's on it, Joe.
That was over on the live stream on X.
And what happens in the ladies' forums stays in the ladies' forum, the women's forum.
Celestial Lord on Rumble says, the great white king.
Amazing. They call him king. Really, I want you all to really, I'm not, I know that Ordine said I was trolling, whatever that means, but I want you to listen to this. They had rallies calling Donald Trump a king. They're saying, we don't want a king, but they call him king. And they rallied around the country against the king. They call him king, not me. He didn't call himself king. They call him king. What manner of man is this? They call him king. Amazing.
Celestial Lord with another Rumble rant. People are evil. Evil treat people in an evil way to destroy them.
Yep.
How anyone can be expected to be treated equally? We have laws and now cameras. You can defend yourself in court. Stop falling for Satan's game.
Absolutely. And it's a dirty game that the devil's playing. I got to stop their hate.
Okay, we'll read more later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Madeline out of Virginia. Madeline, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Madeline.
Hey. Oh, so it's Black Friday, so I figured I wanted to call in just to see your opinion on if my thought process of staying present and letting go of the ego, I want you to let me know if I'm on the right track.
Okay.
So, Black Friday. So this morning, it's a beautiful morning in Virginia. I needed to go to Walmart and pick up some things through the drive-thru. And beautiful morning, and then right next to me, this really loud car comes and parks right next to me. Music so loud, but the windows, like every window in this car was down, like every window down, music loud. So at first, of course, I had my little, you know, what do you call it, the poke, the stab. I felt my stab, like, why does every window have to be down? Why does our music have to be so loud? And then I thought, okay, that's my ego. She's having that's her version of a peaceful morning. So I just roll up my window and I just sit in my hell, because that's pretty much what I was feeling for the moment. And then once my groceries were put in my car, I drove off. And I was still thinking, you know, that's really inconsiderate. She didn't have to have her music so loud, every window down. But then I realized that's still my ego, and I wanted your opinion. I just want your opinion. I'm not a verbal person anyway. It's not like I was going to confront her, because I would never do that. But sometimes I just, like, you know, I harbor things, like, you know, in my heart, in my mind, like, oh, that's just ignorant, and that's why nobody wants to live next door to you, blah, blah, blah. But I know all ego, and I'm trying to let it go.
Let me take a quick break. I'll respond right after the break. Hold on. Back in a moment.
Always be still. Don't overreact.
most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, welcome back. Fellowship on Sunday. Fellowship on Sunday. You're all invited to fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30 Pacific time. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. And you will love. There's no other fellowship like ours, really. And so if you're not in the L.A. area, you can't come down, be in person there, you can watch it online, be a part of it as it is happening live online by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. And don't forget, amazing merch. Amazing merch. Check it out, hats and mugs and T-shirts and hoodies and White Houston T-shirts. July's White Houston. White Houston's coming up. Get your shirts now. And so you don't say, well, I didn't have it in time. Order now. It will be at your doorstep on time. All right? Also, we have Punch's Coffee there. Good. My own coffee. And everything you purchase from our store goes back to the organization to help others. So not only are you being helped with the merch, you're helping others. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores, rebuildingdemand.com/stores, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to support us. Make a donation to the nonprofit. It's tax deductible. All right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store or jessileepeterson.shop or once again, 800-411-BOND. And get your cameos in there. Your cameos. Personal shout-outs. I will do them for you. Go to cameos.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And support our network there. We're on different channels. Like, follow, ring the bell. Support social media. Support us on social media. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP Talk, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, PO.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that. I want to go quickly back to Madeline. So, Madeline, you went over to Walmart. This black person, was it a black female?
Yes, sir.
Are you black?
I'm part black.
So you're part black and what else?
White.
Oh, okay. And so the person playing this loud music, you felt something about it within, right?
Yeah, because I was trying to listen to a podcast.
And then, but that's not a reason to get angry. So what happened is, what I recommend that you notice that if you feel something about it, just notice it. And then, but don't go with it. Don't identify with it or react or anything. And if the thoughts keep coming about it once you walked away, just watch those thoughts. Because all they're trying to do is to get you to overreact, to call it you. I'm angry. I'm this. And I'm that, or Josh is the other person. But just watch it. Give it no play at all. Don't call it you. Don't identify with it at all, and you'll be fine.
Right. And then I think maybe God said, well, your first mistake was going to Walmart. You should have gone to Publix or somewhere else if you wanted to have a more peaceful grocery shopping experience.
And why would God say that?
Well, I don't really think it was God, but something in my mind said, well, your first problem was you thought you were going to go to Walmart and have a peaceful, because I wanted to go bright and early before everybody came out, because, you know, I'm really not a good people person anyway. So I wanted to go early, you know, just get in and out. And so I really didn't expect all that, but I'm glad I did have the experience, because going with your silent prayer, staying in the present, you know, that was just good practice to see how I'm doing, and I feel like I did better than any other time. So I think there's progress, but
yeah,
I wanted to just get your opinion on.
Yeah, stay with it, and just watch. Yeah. You just become the observer, and things will happen on your behalf. All right.
I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much, and you look great in those glasses. Put them back on, please.
I will. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye now. Trump said yesterday on True Social, this is so deep, and so king-like. They call him a king. They had a rally, and they've been rallying around the country, calling Donald Trump a king. On True Social yesterday, Trump said, too many non-working holidays in America. It is costing our country billions of dollars to take all of these businesses, to keep all of these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. Soon we'll end up having a holiday for everyone. Working day of the year. It must change. We are not going to make America greater. It must change. If we're going to make America great again, he was talking about that phony so-called holiday of what do you call that thing? June 10th. What a fake. Right on, Donald Trump. And I want Donald Trump to acknowledge White History Month, but we don't need to make it a holiday. Just acknowledge White History Month. And y'all let him know. I appreciate it. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Jamel. Jamel, you're on the air. Jamel?
Hello, you can hear me?
Go ahead, yes.
What up, Jesse? How are you today?
All is well.
Great to hear from you, man.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
I noticed that, because I'm black, and I'm Gen Z. I noticed the Gen Z black, and we are, like, screwed up. I'm not sure if this happened in a previous generation, but I noticed with the Gen Z black, they tend to revise history and say that we were the first to... like we were the first to make English, or we was the first human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
And just making up all this stuff. But now there's a huge movement saying that we were the original Native Americans, and the actual Native Americans are fake. Have you ever heard, like, black people claiming to be Native
Americans? No, I've not heard that at all. So the blacks are saying that They are the original Mexicans? I mean, Indians?
Yes.
Are you serious?
It's a big thing on TikTok, mainly, amongst people like 26, 25 and younger, 18 and 25, and some millennials, too, honestly.
And why do they want to be the first? I understand why they want to pretend they're the first white people, but why do they want to be the first? Why do they want to be the first Indians?
They feel like they don't have any lineage from Africa, and that they were already here before the white man showed up. Is the thing that they're saying now?
The Generation Z, as well as the Millennial generation, and some of the generation before the millennium, they have been so brainwashed that they have no clue as to what's going on, man. It's so unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate, but I get it, though, because you live in hell, and you, like, in your imagination, you can make up different things to make you feel better.
Right.
Make you feel supreme.
That
you know?
Is so true. It gives you a false comfort. Comfort.
Yeah, it does. Well, wow. First on the world, it's just a bunch of crap.
I have not heard that I'm aware of, but I'm not surprised because the blacks want to be the first everything, but yet they won't do
anything.
They won't do anything right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Real quick, I was watching the Savage Moment, and you said that the Native Americans weren't doing anything but sitting around smoking pot.
Yeah,
and I was laughing so hard at that.
They call it peyota.
Where did you learn that from?
Well, I hear all the time that they used to smoke this stuff called the peyota. I think that's what you call it, right? That's the right name for it, isn't it? Peyota. And so they were so high when the white people came, they didn't know what to do. They were too high.
Peyote.
Yeah, they like sold land for tobacco and stuff.
Right. What?
They were pounding that pot. Oh,
they
God. Thank you,
pot.
Man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Mike, out of Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Mike, you're on the air. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Oh, all is well.
Hey, so I just had a quick question for you.
Yes.
I wanted to know, do you feel like America should get involved with this whole Israel-Iran conflict?
If necessary, yes.
If you don't mind elaborating, why would it be necessary that we stick our nose in their business?
Well, I said if necessary because Israel is our ally. They're our friends. And especially in that region, and they're our friend. And so you're supposed to help a friend out if needed.
But, you know, Jesse, we don't really need friends, though. What do they do for us? We do everything for them, but what do they really do for us that we should stick our nose in their problems? You know, send our money and our troops over there for what in return?
And when you say what they do for us, what do you need them to do for you?
Nothing. That's why we don't need to do nothing for them either.
What do you mean by that? You can't help a friend unless you need something from them?
No, we don't have friends. We don't. I don't think they're our friends.
Well, Israel is. Now, you may not have all the Jewish people in Israel that, like, you know, see us as a friend, but Israel is our friend.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, what makes them our friend?
Is that for years now, they have been our only ally over in that part of the world. And so, as a result, that's what they call friend.
Okay. I understand that perspective. I don't think we should really go sticking our nose in their business. America is a corporation. It's a business. That's why it's great to have a businessman like Donald Trump as the leader of our country.
That's
and in
true.
Business, there's not really friends. It's beneficial relationships, and we don't really benefit anything from going to helping them.
But you do, because if we should need help, God forbid, then Israel will help us. But we don't need help at this point. And so we're helping a friend without needing a friend.
Okay. And do you agree? You feel like this is a just war between them?
Between who?
Israel and Iran?
Well, I don't know, because you never know what's really going on behind closed doors. And so, but I do believe that if you need to defend yourself in a physical way, then there's nothing wrong with in defending yourself.
I agree. I just wanted your opinion on that, man. I understand.
Right on. I'm being told that both Israel and Iran are talking to the U.S., and it's not that we're imposing on either one. We're the only one who can hold Israel back at all. And so it's working right now the way it should be working. Trump is doing all he can do to not, to prevent an all-out war from happening.
Yeah, I believe he is, man. I love what he's been doing with deporting the illegals and exposing the spending in the government, the overspending.
Yeah.
But he did. I don't want. You know, the first term, no new wars under Donald Trump. The first term.
And
I prefer if he could keep it that way. That's a beautiful track record to have.
Right on. And he's working desperately to do that.
All right. I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
I don't believe there's any distance between me and Jesus Christ. I think he's inside me, so I don't think there's any distance.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And I was very interested, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All righty. All right. Stay blessed, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jose out of Ohio. Jose, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question on what the imagination is.
Your thoughts.
Okay.
No thoughts that tell you you're bad or good or lonely or angry or whatever they tell you. It's the imagination. And it's not yours. It's not you. And that's why you have to stop identifying with it if you want to be free.
How can I watch it, like, with my eyes, physically?
Well, you're watching it from within with your inner eyes, meaning that when you hear your voice telling you something, you're aware of that. And then to be aware of that, that's what you're watching it with.
Okay.
You know how you have a thought to tell you something bad about yourself, and you're aware that you're having that thought? Well, most people are not aware, but if you're working on yourself, you're aware that this thought is telling me I'm no good, or this thought is telling me I'm good. And you're aware of those because you're watching from within with your inner eyes, meaning that you're just aware of it.
All right. So it doesn't look like anything?
No.
Okay.
You stay with it, man, all right?
All right. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I want to go to let me go to Rick first out of Hampton, Virginia, while he's coming in. Rick out of Virginia. Hampton, Virginia.
What's up, Jesse? What's going on?
All is well, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Man, good to talk to you there, Jesse. Man, I just wanted to get in on you know how you was talking about earlier how the Jew has a Jew Mexican?
They have a president, and I just learned this recently. I knew they had a female president, but I didn't know she was a Jew.
Well, that tripped me out too. And
did you know that?
Like, I didn't know that till I heard it from your show this morning.
Right.
I just wanted to comment on it because you know, you got like the Hebrew Israelites and most blacks. They think every race came from one black people. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I've heard them say that. It's unfortunate, but I have heard them say that.
I like, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me this? Every race just came out of black folk. I mean, we the dominant color. I said, so is blue. Red is dominant. Purple dominant.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I was like saying, Adam and Eve were biracial. The truth be told, Jesse, Adam and Eve were biracial people.
The truth be told, you mean?
I'm saying that Adam and Eve, they were biracial people. I believe they were biracial people.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
What I'm trying to get to, Jesse, is that it was different shades of people existed in creation. That's all I'm saying.
But how was Adam and Eve biracial? What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe they were biracial because different shades of people. After when God destroyed the earth, according to the scriptures, Japheth went up north, which is the white race.
Who?
Noah's son. You know, Noah had three sons, Japheth, Noah, and Shem. And they were different shades.
but
Noah's three.
So
Noah's
race,
three sons.
What race was Adam and Eve? When you said they were biracial.
Well, I'm just saying they wasn't a particular race. They wasn't black because you know blacks think Adam and Eve. They were totally black.
When you say you believe that they were biracial, what color were? What races were they?
I would say they were biracial.
But what races? What races were they?
You know, I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying. I believe they were biracial from the beginning.
And why do you believe that?
Because there were different shades of people in biblical times. At the beginning, you had pale people, you had dark people, and you had pecan people. They existed in the time, and then they started intermingling with each other, and that's where you get all your shades from. But then you'll hear people like say, if a black person go up north, he'll get lighter, or if a white person go to Africa, their colors will change. But that's, now, your color will change. You sit up in the sun and bake intentionally, yes. But I'm talking about, if you go there and take precautions, you're going to be white when you come out to Africa. If a black person go up north, they're going to be dark. That's in your gene.
Why would
climate don't have nothing to do with your color?
Why would anyone think about the color of Adam and Eve? What would cause people to think that way, period? I never even thought about that.
You know, I don't get the color thing.
Why would people think about the race or the color of Adam and Eve?
You know, I guess it's an ego thing. And like I said, to me, in my opinion, when you get about, no one brings up color to me, just from my experience on society, more than blacks bring up color.
But why would anybody think about the color of Adam and Eve?
Well, to be a superior race, Jesse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They want to seem like, let's just say like.
Oh, I see. They're trying to prove that they are better.
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to. Adam and Eve were better. I mean, Adam and Eve were black, so that makes our race superior. Or Adam and Eve were white. You know, it's just an ego builder.
Yeah. What a just mess. Like, this is all
let's
new
find
to me.
Out, yeah, let's find out if somebody said, oh, if blacks found out that Jesus Christ was truly black, they'd like say, now y'all got a black happen to us.
Blast a mess. What's wrong with the blast? Thank you, Ray. I gotta take a break. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, Jess. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Right. Have a great weekend. You too.
Quick break. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
I'm 2 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's a green light on Trump's National Guard from a judge, actually. Is that reversing that other so-called judge's decision that said, oh, you can't have control of the National Guard. This is governor's. What a mess. And a little more news on how, a little update on how, or a little story on how the would-be assassination went down. He had already, he did assassinate that Minnesota assassin, or suspected assassin, killed a couple, but tried to kill a couple more, a politician and his wife, but it didn't succeed, thankfully, I guess, right? What a mess. Terrible. And there's this Chinese serial rapist in the UK who was found guilty. They say that he used a dating app, drugged, and had sex with these gals. What a mess. Terrible. In the UK. Anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday, June 20th. It is the first day of summer up here in the northern hemisphere. Sweet. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls, and we'll get to the Super Chats and more great stories in the third hour coming right up. After JLP, the Hake Report. Shout out to the ladies. Excellent women's forum last night. There is church on Sunday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson. But after the Hake Report, which is after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, is not Anchor Baby quite yet. It's going to be the Fallen State first. The Fallen State with that Jewish couple, a female rabbi and her husband, who's a philanthropist guy. Nice. And then American Anchor Baby right after that. Cool. Check them all out. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on that Hurricane Eric. Official damage reports are still pending down there in Oaxaca where it slammed. The photos of the region showed the storm had affected homes, businesses, beaches, and boats. Hurricane Eric, it should have been Erica or some other woman name, not a man's name, is the first, E-R-I-C-K, by the way, first major hurricane Category 3 or greater on record to hit Mexico before July. Wow. It's going through Mexico's steep mountains. The storm is expected to deteriorate quickly and should dissipate by early Friday, which is already today. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's already done. And the National Guard Federal Appeals Court granted a request from our greatest president, Trump, to maintain control of roughly 4,000 National Guardsmen from California. It's an unsigned ruling. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected arguments by Governor Gavin Newsom that the president had violated federal law when he seized control of part of the state's militia to quell the anti-ICE protests and riots. Totally unjustified protest in Los Angeles. Last week, a senior U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer ruled that Trump had not satisfied any of the requirements that must be met to call up a state's National Guard, and the demonstrations did not constitute an insurrection, so claimed he. More legal wrangling over Trump, how Trump is using the guardsmen, is expected during a hearing this afternoon. What a mess. And the Minnesota shooting, State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette Hoffman, they shared details of the harrowing attack that left them critically injured around 2 a.m. last Saturday. Terrible. So that was Friday night going into Saturday morning, I guess. The Hoffmans were asleep at home. They heard someone pounding their front door. Police! Something like that, right? But when the couple and their adult daughter, Hope, opened the door, the man began shooting. Man. We use the term man loosely here. The state senator lunged at the gunman, wow, and was shot 9 times. The wife tried to push the man and shut the door. She was shot 8 times. Hope Hoffman managed to get the door closed and locked and called 911. Several surgeries, or at least a few. John Hoffman now in critical but stable condition. Yvette Hoffman in stable condition. And the gun male also shot and killed State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark Hortman, that same night, or early morning, whatever. Authorities arrested Vance Bolter for the suspect in the attacks. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong, make the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance? Not that one. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? An amazing question. Which reminds me, we had the women's forum last night. I have to tell you, and I'm not making up. If the ladies were not overcome, I don't know if I'd be going to the meetings every month. But these ladies are on it. And I can see it. I can hear it. I see the changes in them. And it's mind-blowing. And the beauty about it, they're not looking to some man to help them or to do it for them. They are going straight to the Father. That's deep. So stay with it, ladies. What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And for those who are running around right now, because we're heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And so there are different time zones around the world. And somewhere in the world, it's already Saturday. Isn't that amazing? And I know this because I counsel with men and women, family intervention counseling, around the world by phone, Skype, or in this country, you can come in. And I'm like, what time is this there? Oh, it's Saturday morning. I'm like, what? Nah. So if you're busy, you can podcast the show. But you can listen to it by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 6 on your phone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? I want to show you this. And I want you to know that this is hell on earth. And I want you to know that hell lives. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's Friday. What's up? Thank you, Hank. It is Friday. And not only is it like Open Line Fridays, it is Open Line Friday / Black Friday. Before, that's what black used to be, baby. And this is me. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? First, you hate me, then you love me. and then you hate me, and then you love me. I want you to know a couple quick things. I'm talking to every human being on this earth. Now, every human being not going to accept it. I understand that, and I'm fine with that. Stay in your hell. You're not yourself. You are not yourself. And you have no idea who you are. And you couldn't even figure it out if you tried. So don't even try. You always come up with the wrong answer as to who am I. But I want you to know you're not yourself. I want you to know that you've been set up to fail in life. Starting with your parents first. They set you up. And they set you up by telling you, you got to fight for life. You got to fight for yourself. You got to be ambitious. You got to go for what you want. You need to get an education and a good one so you can get a good job, build a name for yourself. You want to create status. You want to be somebody. And you got to work hard at being somebody. And they've told you, you got to get a house, get educated, get a job, get a house, and get married and have children. That's the way of the world. That's what life is about, they tell you. You got to be aggressive. And then you go to school, and they confirm that. And then you go to church, and they confirm it. And all they ever taught you, how not to have a life. How to have a rough, destructive, hell of a life. And you suffer. You got to get a big house. You want to be like those people over there. Look at those people. They made a name for themselves. You need to make a name for yourself, they tell you. And they set you up to suffer. They set you up to suffer. Because you work hard at becoming that way, gaining all those things, and marrying and everything. And then you cry at night. You still have conflict on the inside. You're still lonely. You could be sleeping right next to your wife, or ladies, you could be sleeping right next to your husband, and you still cry. You could have 10 children in this big house, up there, downstairs, upstairs. You still cry at night. If you're not crying tears, you're crying in your imagination how bad things are. How can I keep this going? I'm still not fulfilled. Something is still missing. You can become very ambitious. Just go for it. Become very popular in the world. And work hard to get it. And you proudly say, I am an ambitious person. And then you cry at night because something is still missing. You still feel that void on inside. And you read the Bible, you go to church, it went, okay, no, it didn't work, go to church. And accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And read the word and put the word in you. In the beginning, there was the word. And nothing else works, so you go to church. And you read the word and you accept Jesus. And then you go home and you cry at night. Something is still missing. You've been set up in life to fail, to lose at life and not win. And that's why every decision you make is wrong. Everyone that you make is wrong because you always make the wrong decisions. Impossible for you to make the right decision. And then you cry at night. And then you blame others for how you feel. You made me mad. If you had not done this, then I wouldn't be mad. Or you made me feel so good, you brought me flowers. You made me feel so good, you took me to a cafe. And then you cry at night because something is still missing. And then you cry. And then you say, well, you know what? I'll get me a jazzy car. I'll get me a this or that. And you get it, and then you cry at night. Or you could tell the men, I'm going to have me a handful of women. I'm going to have me women. I'm going to be like the ruler of women. And you get a handful of women, and then you cry at night because that didn't fulfill you. You've been lied to. You've been set up to fail in life by your own parents. They did not love you. They don't love you. They did not love you. Your parents do not love you, and especially your mother do not love you. That's why they set you on the wrong course in life, because they have no love. What a sad way to live. And the only way, do what you want, but the only way you're going to stop crying at night, you got to turn around. You got to let go and live. You got to stop competing. You got to stop fighting. You got to stop comparing. You got to stop wanting to be anyone or anything. You got to simply let go and let life happen and stop comparing yourself to anyone. Stop trying to be like anyone. And just be. And then you will stop crying at night. Not only just crying tears, but crying in your imagination, in your mind, in your thoughts and emotions. When would things get better? I thought if I did this, it would work. I am stressed. I am worried. I am lost. I am hurt. Maybe if I get some more education, or maybe if I get a new woman or a new man, or knew this or knew that, I would feel better. And then you cry at night. You got to unlearn and start anew. If you want to be free, and you can be, but you're never going to be anything with ideas. You must. If you want to be free, you don't have to. And this applies to everyone. You must live a life of no ideas, of no plan. You got to just be if you want to be free. Just think about this. If you just be, if you are nothing, how can you be enslaved? You can't enslave a nothing person. You can only enslave a person that want to be something, that want an identity. You cannot enslave a person who has no identity, zero, and not trying to be anything, not fighting with anyone, not in competition. How can you enslave a person like that or stop a person like that? And last thing before I go to this, I want you to know, it's up to you. You, men and women, as individual adults, the children, your parents are responsible for you until you become of age. But as an adult, men and women, it's in your hand. It's up to you. You either can die of this false self and have a life, or you could stay with the far self and have death. It's totally up to you to be the author, the ruler of your own world, and in return, your own universe. You can rule the universe. You can control it if you wanted to. But it starts with you first. It's got to start with you. It doesn't start out there. It starts in here. Right here. And I'm telling you the truth. Everything you think you know, everything you think that you know is wrong. It's wrong. And that's why it doesn't work. And then you cry at night. There was a young lady at the women's forum last night. Young lady, too, young. And she's finally working on herself. And she said, amongst other things that was really just amazing, I'm like, right on. She said, I have this anger. I'm afraid to let it go, and I'm afraid not to let it go. So I just live with it. And the angels rejoiced in heaven. I heard them. They were singing, Gloria, and it's Escosi Dego. They sang in heaven when they heard that she was coming back home. She's like, I live with it. I see that I'm afraid. My friends think I'm crazy because my conversation changed, she said. And the angels rejoiced. And the father said, my daughter is coming back home. Kill the fatted calf. Let's celebrate. Because my daughter is realizing who she's not. Isn't that amazing? You, and it doesn't matter how poor, rich, color, male or female, and I promise you what I'm telling you is the truth. You can have an amazing life or you can stay in your misery. It's up to you. You can choose life or you can stay with death. It's up to you. You can literally have an amazing life right here on earth and live in heaven because heaven is within you, or live in hell because hell is within you. It's totally up to you. And you can't blame anyone if you decide to stay in hell. It's your fault because you love your misery. And you can't, I know you quit to blame someone. Because, oh, you made me feel this way. You made me mad. You made me cry. You made me rich or poor. You held me down. You control everything, so now I can't have what I want. Stay in your hell and blame others and see how far they get you. All people who blame are in hell. That's why they're blaming. They're blaming this race over there or this race over here or somebody because they're in hell. And it doesn't have to be that way. No one can stop you from anything but you. And no one is to blame for how you feel but you. What is happening, and I promise you this, this is so true, but you want to slap your mama. What is happening to you is happening on the inside of you, not outside of you. It's happening in you. Your fears are in you. Your worry is happening in you. Your doubts happening in you. It's not out there. Well, I'm afraid. It's in you. And not out there. And I'm not talking about physical fear. You got to protect yourself in a physical way because human beings are so evil, they will try to hurt you physically as well. But your psychological, emotional issues, mental issues are all in you. And you blame others. because you're looking outside. You're an outside looker, not an inside. The kingdom of heaven is within us. There is another reality. And that same spirit that dwell in Christ, when Christ walked the earth as a human being, the spirit of the Father was in him. And the spirit of the Father guided him. That same spirit dwells in you, if you want it. The spirit of the Father is in the sons and daughters of God. Just like the spirit of evil, Satan, evil, anger, is in the spirit of his children, his sons and daughters, right here on earth. Look around you. And they think that is them. They don't know that they're possessed. And most people don't know it until they can see that they're angry and that they're evil. That's when the light comes on and things start to change. And it will. You can't change it, but you got to see that something is wrong. And God, I can't change myself. I don't like living this way. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of the misery. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to change myself. I just know I'm tired of living this way. And in that moment, things start to change. Because you are welcome to truth to come down and make a home in you. And it will come, and it will take over. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It will work for you, folks. And one last thing. You don't need faith. You don't need belief. You don't need courage. You need nothing. Come as you are. Go through the valley of the shadow of death as you are. Fear and trembling. Trembling. And on the other side of that is courage. You can't go through the valley of the shadow of death with courage. You got to go through it with fear. Trembling. Just like when I say go and face your mother in fear and trembling. Because everybody think, oh, I'm going to go and forgive her when I get a little courage. I don't wait till I get the courage. That's never going to happen until after you go through the fire. You go through the fire in fear. On the other side is courage. Then you see that fear was always an illusion. It was never real. And yet you let it control your life all that time. Anyway, here's an example of what it looked like. And the same demons that controlling these people is controlling everyone who has anger. A little bit of anger, a big anger, whatever you want to call it. Anger is anger. It doesn't matter what size it is. But the same spirit that controlling these people and controlling every human being with anger. And every human being that has an anger is evil, and evil is your God. Fox News is reporting, black drag queen performed at the opening ceremony of the Oregon House of Representatives' latest session in honor of Pride Month on Wednesday. Watch this first soundbite from Fox News. Amazing. You're looking at the mother spirit in those bodies. And it's not the mother herself, but the spirit that made a home in her, passed down from Eve. That's the female spirit. Satan is a female spirit, feminine spirit. Christ, God, is the masculine spirit. That's why when women overcome being a female and become a woman, they have a brand new mindset. They have a mindset of the Father. no longer mindset of Satan. But that same spirit to have those people doing that, it's the same spirit in every angry person. Now, you may not go dance in a dress and a drag queen, but you have the same spirit. You'd have the same emotions and everything. It's the same thing. Now, you may judge these people and say, oh, I'm not like that. I can't believe that. I would never do that, you say. But you would judge your fellow man. You would judge your fellow woman. You would judge yourself. Same thing. What's the difference? You will have fear, fear inwardly. What's the difference? It's the same thing. You may not go out and rob a bank. You may not have rob a bank. You see the note in it for you? You may not rob a bank, but it's the same spirit. You're going out robbing somebody else. You're judging them. You're putting up a front in front of them. You pretend that you love them when it's all about you. You go and feed the homeless, and you brag, and you tell everybody, I went and fed the homeless today. As though you care. That's those people. That's the same spirit in every human being. It's no different. You go out and feed the homeless, and on Sunday morning, you're down there, and you remind everybody you fed the homeless today. Because it was about you. It wasn't about them. You stand downtown there, the homeless come by, you dip up some food and put it on the plate and give it to them, and you're smiling while you're giving it to them, and you're saying, praise the Lord, brother. And it's all about you. You get a thrill from that. It's not about the homeless. It's about you. Everything you ever done and is doing is about you. And you lie and say it's about them. Your mother don't love you. It's about her. A young man called the show the other day. Oh, I have the best mother. She's so kind. She's so helpful. She's so giving. She's so caring. And I'm like, but you resent her. I'm like, your mother, none of those things. She's covered up the evil inside of her. Oh, no, she's so kind. So why can your father deal with her if she's so sweet and kind? Oh, yeah, you may have a point. Human beings does not love anyone. It's all about self. It's never about their friends, about themselves. They're not about you. Your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife, your own children is about themselves and not you. Human beings don't have love. When will you realize that? And when you do realize it, and I promise you this, this is so amazing. When you really realize what's going on inside of you and start to overcome, you will not be shocked or surprised by anything that human beings do. You won't be shocked. You understand? You would know why they're doing it. They won't be able to shock you. You expect, you would know that. Okay. So I recommend, do what you want. You get to know yourself. You got to forgive your mother and your father so that God can forgive you and make you whole again and get rid of this false self. Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. This is the Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live along with Peel and Stretch Off or Stretch Off Peel or something. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. I want you to know, welcome back. You have nothing to give to anyone, and they have nothing to give to you. I believe Christ even says something like that. Something like, I have nothing to give you, but what I do have, I give you this. Something like that. And he gave freedom by pointing the right way to the source that would give you freedom. You are not yourself. Announcement, the hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. From 9 to 11, thehakereport.com. And you don't want to miss it. James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the TheFallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Mark and his rabbi wife, Erica Gerson. Mark is an investor and an author. And his book is called God's Right. God was right, to be exact. Why this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
You're the first female rabbi I ever heard of.
There are many female rabbis, but I'm delighted to be the first one that you personally know.
Erica, do you follow your husband, or does he follow you?
I follow her. I mean, I don't know what I'd do without her.
Do you have perfect peace?
I have a hard time saying anything is already perfect.
I think you're perfect.
I appreciate the compliment, Mark, but I think we're perfectly imperfect.
People we look up to the most and want our kids to be like are black. And
like who?
I mean, so many.
Amazing. Very interesting discussion. I think you're going to like it. And you can become a member there on the Fallen State, right? Right on the YouTube channel or locals.com to support our work. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. I don't know if you noticed or not. Lately, the American Anchor Baby has been on point. After a while, if he continue that, and I believe he will, they will be calling him king. Just as they call Donald Trump king, and they have rallies, and they say, we don't want the king, but we got a king. They will be calling the Anchor Baby king, because he has the same energy that Donald Trump has, given to him by God. So the Anchor Baby will become king. And Sunday morning fellowship, you're all invited. Sunday morning fellowship, you're all invited. Doors open at 11 at 10:30. All invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. One other quick thing I want to show you. I showed you the drag queen, the spirit of the drag queen. It's the same spirit in every angry person. You may not be dressing in drag, but it's the same spirit. watch how difficult this black woman is to deal with. It's the same spirit as in the drag queens. It's the same spirit that in anyone that lives by ideas that has anger. It's the same thing. Watch how difficult this black woman is. She responded, watch how this black woman responds after police asked her to leave a store for allegedly cause a disturbance. Watch this from TikTok.
Hey there, man. You gotta leave, all right? Causing a disturbance in here. We're not gonna tolerate it, okay?
Yeah, I was waiting to use some hand sanitizer.
Okay, but you can use it and then leave, okay?
All right, Mr. Sir, thank you very much.
All right, no problem. Your first name?
Don't ask me my name. You asked me that too many times already, and it's nasty. I feel nasty telling you if you don't know that.
Okay.
If you don't understand, I don't know. I don't like telling people my name, so okay. Don't ask me.
Well, here's the problem. You're causing a disturbance in here?
I'm not making noise. I'm not being
No,
loud.
No, I mean, they asked us to come here to remove you from here. So.
I didn't know that, Mr. So. No, nobody told me nothing. I didn't know.
Okay,
nobody
so I'm telling you. Okay.
All right.
So now you're not going to be able to use your hand sanitizer. Okay?
Why, because you got pissed off? You got mad?
No. I mean, I'm asking you to leave. You're not leaving. Okay.
Right, but nobody told me to leave. I didn't know.
I'm telling you.
All right, so excuse me. I'll be out in a few. Right?
No. You don't. No, you're going to leave now.
Why, because you said so?
She is possessed. And every angry person is possessed. Yet you think Jesus was angry. Oh, Jesus was angry is good, you say. The woman continued to cause a disturbance and had to be detained. Watch this from TikTok.
When they call the police.
Nobody told me they called the police. I didn't do shit.
We're here.
So why are you talking shit to me? I didn't do nothing. So what are you talking about?
Do you think I just come in here because...
No, but I don't know. Nobody told me they called the police. Excuse me, you got to tell me they called the police.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does. You're not stupid, man. What the f*** are you talking about?
So you think I just come in here and bother people that are shopping in Wawa?
I didn't even ask nobody
okay.
for shit, so what do you
so
say?
So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Other than that, I'm going to carry out. Okay? Is that okay? Two options.
You sure?
30 seconds.
You sure about that?
I'm 100% positive.
You sure about that?
I'm 100% positive.
Now, you don't have to stand there watching
me. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Excuse me. Don't touch me.
Come on.
I didn't do nothing. Why are you touching me, folks? Let him off. I didn't do nothing. Excuse me. Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, don't hurt me.
Amazing. She is possessed, and so are you. Every angry person... A person that get revenge, the same spirit that's in that woman is in you. That's why you want revenge, because you're evil. Human beings are evil. Human beings love roaming the earth to see who they can hurt. And then they get a thrill, and then they cry at night. Watch how the law enforcement responded to this black woman who decided to bite the officer. Watch this from X. What's wrong with the blacks? It's the same spiritual. Is they are possessed? And don't know it. They hate their mothers, and they're yearning for the fathers. It had nothing to do with racism or white people or anything. Every human being is possessed and don't know it. They have called a evil possession them. This is who I am. I get angry because I can't. That's who I am. I cry because that's who I am. I worry. I have fear. I do that because I love you. They say. And they make up excuses for evil because they have identified with it. Every human being. And then there are those who have started to see this and they're starting to overcome, men and women. You can overcome or you can stay in your hell. It's really up to you. Steve, a first time called out of Canada. Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well.
That's good. I was just calling to answer the biblical question.
What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
The difference is your false identity, your thoughts, and your emotions.
Your false identity, your thoughts, and your emotion.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I would love to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday, man. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, one more thing I just wanted to say is how your message of staying present has been incredible. I mean, it's amazing how many, like, how everybody calls their emotions and their thoughts them.
Yep.
And they believe it.
Yep.
And just by staying present and watching those, it all falls away and things become clearer as you stay with it.
100%.
Incredible. Well, I just want to say thank you, Jesse, and take care.
You're welcome, Steve. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
All right. See you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Incredible. That's what you are to me. Incredible, yeah. Ryan out of Illinois. Ryan, you're on the air.
Jesse! Can you hear me?
I can now. Not so, hold on 1 minute. It's like a watery sound or something there. Derek, check out Ryan's phone, and I'll come back to it. Carlos, out of Canada. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
You talk like a mug. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Amazing. Talking like a mug.
I finally got a chance to get in contact with you, Jesse. I just want to give my testimonial out. I've been calling the show last year a couple times because I was dealing with a separation with my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And also the, you know, the situation with my son. So I remember you had told me to be honest with him, and you basically made me shake that beta male thing of trying to protect his feelings. So, you know, basically what has happened is I basically told him the truth, and he's a big boy now. He's 11 years old, and he understood,
yep.
And he cried. You know, he felt a little bad. He cried.
Yeah.
But then I looked at him, and I said, get up off your knee, boy. And you need to start bringing that back, Jesse. But yeah, ever since then, he's been living with me, and it's been going great.
I mean,
I've been doing the silent prayer. And you know what, Jesse? Like, my girlfriend of 3 years left me, but I didn't feel bad because I had my son with me.
I think
she felt bad because I think she was feeling bad because I wasn't paying too much attention to her. But my son, like, he was, you know, just to have him in my life again, it felt good.
Right.
And
on,
I guess,
man,
she felt some type of way, so she done moved out.
Well, good for
and,
her.
And good for me.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to just thank you, like, for everything, Jesse. I just feel so much better. Everything's just falling into place. I mean, I'm in control of, well, I see my thoughts, those thoughts, and I watch them, and I know that they're there, but I just let them pass, like you said, because, like, after some time, you learn how to identify these thoughts, and then you're just like, I'm not going to fall into that. I'm just going to keep going, you know?
Right on.
So,
Well, you stay with that's an amazing testimony, man. You stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. There is so much going on inside of you that you're not aware of. It's going to blow your mind to see it. But when you see it, it's going to fall away as well. You'll be free.
Mm. And you know what, Jesse? I finally got to talk to my mama, and she did the same thing you told me. She took, you know, my siblings,
yeah,
you know, my dad, everybody, the paint on the walls to hell before she could admit that, like, she was wrong.
She just built an army against you.
Yeah, she did. And then, you know what? Like, my brother told me he wanted to beat me up because I was talking to him. I was like, man, my brother a beta. But you know what, Jesse? I'm going to let you go back to the calls because I know you're a busy man. But I just wanted to say thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, man. And you stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, I don't care what happened out there in the world, and I don't care what goes on in your imagination. You stay with it.
And yes, sir.
The Father's with you, and he's working for you on your behalf, and he's going to make you totally free.
All right.
Oh,
thank
man.
You very much, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you. Oh,
you, sir, you have a good weekend.
You too. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Depressed Toilet says, Jesse, only ever been to 3 black people's houses. All of them had chirps. Upside down smile emoji.
All of them had what?
The ceiling chirp. Smoke detector.
What? Amazing. Thank you.
S.M. Jameson gifted the cookie. Jewish mother plus Mexican father equals Jewish Mexican.
Oh, let me say hi to Toma.
Hey.
I heard from Toma over in Israel. Toma, good to hear from him. I'm glad you're safe over there, man. Stay in the bunker. All right. Amazing. Thank you.
Tweet gifted the cookie. Dear people, if you're a woman and you had that nagging kind of voice that is like screeching, don't call Jesse and ruin the rest of our mornings with your howling. Says Tweak.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Unpilled.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, Jesse, Hake, be honest, guys. You believe this narrative Obama deported more illegal aliens than any other president in history and that America's a nation of immigrants? I really wanted to see what you guys think. Thanks, Mike Young. Have a good weekend.
That's an interesting question, Mike. I don't know because you can't trust the media. So I really don't know. I leave you that blank space because I don't know.
Nor can you trust the government.
Right. So I don't know. It didn't look like he did. Look, you can see that Donald Trump is doing it, but you couldn't really see that with him. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all propaganda.
Yeah.
Eric, 3 coffees. Your caller had a point. The blacks persecute the best of the community. They attack you every day. Jesse calling you Uncle Tom, ostracizing peace and shaming good into silence.
Amazing. Thank you.
Not Archangel Gabriel with a non-pithy coffee. I'll do my best to plow through it. Shout out to Michael. Amazing. See a young black men wake up.
Yep.
It's refreshing to hear black people overcome being Marxist and all that stuff. It's time for the Jews to wake up now. Marxist Jews, far left ones, ruin the reputation of the Jews. I have hope. Keep up the show. It's amazing. Sorry for the lack of pithiness. Hakey poos and Jesse poos. Ha ha ha.
I talked to a lot of Jews and blacks now, and they didn't know that they needed to forgive their mother. Even the Jews didn't know that it was the mother that was the issue, that they resented their mothers. And once they find out and they really see it for themselves, they go and forgive, their lives start to change. Really. They just didn't know. Every human being, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, ain't no way around it. Now, you can lie to yourself and say, oh, I need to forgive my mama. Oh, I forgave my mama. I didn't tell her, but I did. You can lie to yourself and say your misery, or you can go and forgive and be free. But blacks and Jews got to do the same thing. Amazing.
Hannes.
And some are. Thank you.
10 coffees from Hannes. I saw a scene in The Chosen. Made me think and look up the quote of Jesus, Matthew 24:36. The day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Not even the Son knows. So even Jesus said he does not know. Eat your heart out, Trinitarians. Even Jesus doesn't know when you will enter heaven and overcome the fallen state. Not one. They're not the same thing as you believe. Sorry for the unpithiness, Hake. I did my best, Hannes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Angban,
nice.
Angban Art says Mexico was founded by Hernan Cortes, a warlord, 5-foot-tall from Spain, came on 11 ships, 490 men, conquered 200,000 Aztecs who sacrificed 10,000 people in a few days to a feathered serpent demon who ate human hearts named Quetzalcoatl. The surrounding peoples helped the Spanish because the Aztec Empire was evil.
Amazing. There was a movie like that Mel Gibson made, I think.
Yeah.
About the Aztecs.
Apocalypto.
Yeah, that movie was something. If you haven't seen that, you need to see it.
Yeah, I did see it recently.
Oh,
within the past several years.
Those people were vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
If y'all got to be mad at anybody, you better be trying to be mad at the Aztecs.
No, they identify with the Aztecs.
They do?
Because they think the Aztecs are tough.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was tough. Give me weakness.
Please.
Amazing. Thank you.
5 coffees from Hannes. Why is the president of Mexico Jewish? Because powerful Jewish interests implanted people in key positions of power. Disappearing emoji laughing. those orchestrating the entire invasion of foreign fighting-age men into Ireland, all done by a Jew born to Jewish parents, Alan Shatter, claims he. I haven't heard this. You're right, hey, Jews do feel a need to be amongst other people always. In fact, I believe the most offensive thing you can go tell a Jewish person is to go away. Laughing faces, Hannes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Joey Blow on BitChute. We're live on BitChute.com.
That's cool. Hey, BitChute.
Hey, Jesse, your orange taco savior just posted this on his false social. He's getting rid of Juneteenth because America already has too many paid holidays. How's that fit in you, Uncle Tom?
I love it. If I was the president, I wouldn't even allow Juneteenth to become a holiday. That would have been one of my little, what'd you call those things?
Executive order.
That would have been like my first executive order. So right on. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Paola, happy Black Friday. I ordered a shirt with your face on it. As soon as I pulled it out of the package, my three-year-old said, look, it's Grandpa.
Tell me about the good old days. Amazing.
Eli P., blacks can't swim. How are they going to travel the world?
That's for sure.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Jesus, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
KOC Peyote on Pilled.
Right on. Thank you.
Celestial Lord, awareness is the eye. Knowing what is going on in yourself is seeing. When you can see, Satan goes wild in a sense desperation. I feel things because of the bombardment of thoughts, anxiety on Rumble.
And never say, I feel things, right? You are aware. You're right. You do feel it in your body, but it's not you. So don't call it I. And the beauty thing about this is so deep, I don't know what to tell you. I'm black and slow. And this, if this didn't happen, I would not know. There is no I. When I disappear and there's nothing there, then everything is there. Really? That's so crazy to me. I can't even believe I'm having this conversation, folks. But when I disappear and become nothing, then everything is there. You won't understand it until it happens to you, and it will if you stay with it. Amazing.
Four more. Dominic, three coffees, JLP. Oh, actually more. JLP is amazing, says Dominic.
Stay with it, and thank you for your support.
Spirit Girl 13, biblical question.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
Thoughts, but we need stillness, she says.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Nazulium, friends don't attack the U.S. Liberty.
That's for sure.
And Elijah, Israel is nothing but a victimhood welfare queen.
I love Israel. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Elijah, Nazulium, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D Live crew. As always, thanks, guys.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
And Nikki, everywhere I go, hear people saying, I want a girlfriend, I want money, always, I want this, I want that, never, I want to be free from the torment of my desires.
They've been set up. You've been set up by your own family just to fail. Amazing.
Calvin, Ohio, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. He who pleases God must believe he is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Nice to know you continue to tell people you don't need faith or belief. Shaking my head.
And then he cry at night. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, biblical question. What's the distance between you and Christ?
Yes.
None. Jesus Christ is big bro.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla, three coffees. What does it mean to judge a person as a human being? And the BQ is no distance between me and Jesus. He is right here. Thank you, Jesse. Bond crew, love you all.
Thank you.
Eric, three coffees. When you say, I'm tired of living this way, you're saying, I'm tired of living in my head. And then you forget, and then you cry.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. My goodness.
You have no goodness.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, we'll stop there, guys.
Amazing. Thank you.
We'll read more to next week.
I want to go quickly back to Ryan and see if he's ready right now. Ryan is gone. Maybe you couldn't get his phone working there. Oh, Ryan, I'm sorry. Hopefully you get your phone right and call again. I am so out of time, folks. What an amazing Friday. I want to encourage you, as an individual, you got to work on you. in order to overcome. And you can. You've been taught wrong. You've been trying to live up to an illusion, thinking that it was real, and it's not. So, forgive your mothers, forgive your fathers, and God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and overcome I. When there's no I, then you'll be free. When there's no me, then you shall be free. Really, I'm telling you the truth. If it didn't happen, I wouldn't know about it. You can't do it of yourself. I can't do it of myself. You got to surrender to the light. All right. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. After that, at 11, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And then the American Anchor, baby. And I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you for your super chat, your support, and everything. And to the caller, William, out of California. Somebody just dropped. And then somebody else. And Ryan, we can't get to you. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you all very much. Take care. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com. Live coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. So shout out to JLP, JesseLeePeterson.com/show.